State food.
There you go.
Call Tom Hanks at 32.
Okay.
Need a motion to approve the minutes of October 22nd?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Any additions or deletions to the agenda?
No.
No, we'll approve the invoices then. We're a little funny way tonight.
Oh. Hey, we're all sitting in our regular spot, that's why. We're creatures of habit, apparently.
Yeah.
Different people that you notify again. I'm sure we'll get more information.
What are they do? Something pretty fucking exciting.
Pumps or something for the pump station.
Oh.
Pump station. Grinder.
JWC Environmental?
Yep.
That's a big one.
Something
that you didn't have. Free gift. Yeah. One of my customers is all excited because they're coming down her road. North Hill. They're going to North Hill.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they got nothing out there. They got all they got was consolidated up there, and then they got. Nice. We do that under any other business, that's good.
What's that?
Can we do that under any other business?
No, it's just to let you know what's going on with it.
Okay.
After.
Steve!
Alright, so the EQ project that's going on at the plant is wrapping up. I think Mountaineer has one more day of work there. All the heavy lifting, everything's done and attached, and they got to just fix up. They were going to put an escutcheon on the outside where they cord to the wall, but they're going to put water plug around it instead. They got to do that. They were going to do it today, but that they were out. In the tank on
water.
Did
you like cut a steel escutcheon or something?
They had one, but yeah. I don't know. There was something about the way it was. it was going to be a bear to attach it. So, and then some cleanup they got to do. But that project is almost done on that phase. And now get D&D. They've already come and looked at it. We have a plan for how they're going to run the controls and the wire to the pump. But that's the goal is to have it online before Christmas, and we might make it. So
That'd be good.
I figure Sunday's the end of rifle season, so I think it'll be easy to get D&D there next week. So I'm glad that one there started, because it was a bear with that tank getting it, because every time we'd get it down and get it so they could get in and do what they had to do, we'd get more rain. So we finally did it. There was a change order, a $3,600 change order, but that was some of it was for the additional work training, because they were in the tank a lot too, helping us get it cleaned out. And I threw mounting a davit crane and all the slide rail and everything for the mixer, because I decided we should have a mixer in that tank too. So we have the mixer on in-house, so we got it all set up for that. So I had them do all that while they were there with the tools and all that. That's almost done. I'm hoping by the next meeting I can say it's done and actually online. So I'm pretty excited about that. I think it's going to make a big difference.
And the crane is a permanent mount, just if you have to service it or something like that?
It's to lower and retrieve the mixer, and we'll have one also on the other side to lower and retrieve the pump.
Yeah.
Okay. So that way you don't have to like drain the tank or anything if you got to get it out.
Yeah.
But we had the davits already there. The mixer was there because, you know, for future of that basin and all that. So the only thing, you know, all of the piping and all that stuff in the pump is all we had to buy for the project.
That's good.
That's moving along. Good. And number two, the Troy Pump Station, on the other hand, not much has changed. I did get all of the rest of the specs, because I had forgotten I needed to get a spec for the to get precast for the tank extension. So that I get that from the engineer and forwarded it to the contractor. And it was a tide flex. They weren't even sure what that was, so I got them specs for that. So now I'm just waiting to get a price for that end of everything. That would be the site work and all the mechanical. So then it would just leave us with D&D to do the electrical on that project and get done. But in the meantime, I did remind Champlin that they said they would help me come up with a emergency backup plan if something happens this winter, and they promised they would get a hold of me here after Thanksgiving, and we'll get together and start working on that. So I'll feel a little better once that's done. And so that's it for the pump station. Just a weird thing, there was a manhole down by the Junction restaurant that broke into about 15 pieces from a garbage truck on it. It's not a heavy traffic cover because it's over a clean out and it's in a driveway right next door, but still it's kind of odd that it would break like that. So we had to rob one from one of the clean outs on 101 and cover that with a plywood, you know, because it's up in the field. It's not. And I got one ordered. It was supposed to be here this week. I don't know if it's going to show up or not. And we brought that one down there. So we get it covered with a cover now. But
where is that?
Right in yellow house right next to the junction. Yeah, kind of right in their driveway. There's a out behind the junction and all the places on there, there's a force main and gravity sewer out there. So some of the manholes are just the clean outs on the force main. And that's what that one is. Okay. And I guess because it's not in the road, they didn't put a heavy traffic cover on it.
So, but the one in the field isn't a heavy traffic. The one you put there isn't a heavy traffic cover one either.
No. The problem is the if you get a heavy traffic one, it's too thick. It'll stick up above the rim. Piles will catch it. So I'm just hoping it was a fluke, and if it happens again, we're gonna have to have them change where their dumpster is or something, because it's never happened before.
That's right, because the dumpster's like right there, so they come in.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy cow.
But I was at deer camp when Jane texted me to tell me about it, and she saved me from, she went and put a bunch of buckets and cones around it for me, so I didn't have to leave right then.
Yeah.
I appreciated that. So, but yeah, we took care of it. And then the last thing is personnel. First off, Marcel Mayhew, I've been paying him. He's actually going to work this weekend for me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Trying to get a weekend off. And he, but he's gone through the routine, probably almost a half dozen times now. And as of today, he's comfortable with it and everything.
Oh,
so going forward, I told him that I want it, because he thought once we had somebody hired that, you know, he didn't. I said, no, as long as you're willing, I'd like to have him do at least one a month. So he stayed that way. If something happens to me, you get somebody that's fully certified that can at least get through the dailies and stuff there. So I'm really psyched about that.
Good.
I think it's good. And secondly, I have a candidate recommend to hire for the assistant position there, the part-time position. I don't know if we have to go into, if we want to discuss the pay or anything, if we have to go into executive session, or if we just...
If we're going to discuss the pay or something, yeah, we do. We do.
I mean, it's personal issue. Everybody should know what we kind of talked about, I think, but, I mean...
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we better put that under additions and deletions to the agenda then.
I never thought of it.
That's on
tape. I didn't either. I removed it because it's been there.
Yeah. Well, we can discuss that at the next meeting.
No, because we told him that we would let him know.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to call him tonight. But
did you have?
So I'll make a motion that we go into executive session for personnel issue,
and to invite Terry into executive session with us.